Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller, the guest host for today's show, along with co-host Otto Loos, who has been the co-host on Project Independence in You every show, right? I don't think you've missed a show since
I did. I missed last week.
Some nerve.
Yeah.
What?
I missed I take last it all back. Friday.
He was too busy fishing and golfing.
I was fishing and golfing, right. And
we actually you couldn't fish. Zoom from there?
We caught fish.
Oh, good.
Wow.
We like
that's excellent.
Usually we don't catch fish. But, you know, we only have like five or six of us that go on this boat. So I figured the cost, the average cost per fish is about $200 that we catch. We could buy a lot of fish in a fish store for the money we spend on the boat. But we have a good time.
That's right. It's all about the memories.
It's all about a good time. It's all about the good time.
Yep.
And, you know, Christina, it looks like you've been having some fun, too. Over COVID, you're getting out, fresh air.
Yeah, because that's really, and I just want to touch, I know we are we're veering off, but that's kind of what we do on the show. But part of, you know, this, I think for a lot of people has been this getting out in the outdoors, right? Because it's just a safer feeling for people. You're obviously more able to socially distance, you know, so it kind of opens up the world if you start doing things outside. So like I said, I always kind of love that. But it's fun. You know, we've been really, you know, trying to get out there. We went out east. We went to a pumpkin picking. And it was lovely because the area we were, there was not a soul. It was just me and my brother and his fiance and my best friend. And it was just a beautiful day. And I think, you know, especially like focusing on wonderful things, you know, living in New York, we have such a variety of terrains. You know, and I think that's so amazing, you know, so you can go out and out east of Long Island and, you know, you got wine country and beautiful farms and you have beaches, you know, you can go upstate New York and there's mountain, you know, so there's really in a short distance, you know, an amount of time you could travel into all different things, you know, you feel like you're away. And something we did, me and my husband, we were talking about this for years about doing, and this year we finally did it. He has a pickup truck and he got an off-road permit to drive onto beaches. Mm. We always said we were going to do this. We never did it. And we were like, you know what, let's, you know, we were trying to find things to do outside. So we did it a couple of weeks ago, right? And by Gilgo Beach area, Sore Thumb Beach, we went. And it was so incredibly beautiful. I felt like I was on vacation and I was just, it's so close to my house. I was like, you know, 15, 20 minutes away from going home. And it was just beautiful. And listen, the beach is so nice on any temperature, you know, really.
Yeah.
And it was just so peaceful, everyone, and it's so spaced out. So you, no one was even near you. So you felt like you had kind of your own little private space. So of course, now I've become so invested. So my husband's birthday is coming. So now it's like buy everything possible to, you know, have the best off-roading experience, you know, possible. But it's really, you know, it's finding little things. And a lot of my friends, I see everyone's, you know, they have children. And I just think it's beautiful that everyone as a family now is going for these walks and these hikes and, you know, really just getting out there. And, you know, it's really been beautiful weather. You know, Otto always says that every week.
You know, I'm sorry, but you said beautiful walks. And one of the things that, like when the weather gets really bad, I use a treadmill. Mm-hmm. I really dislike using a treadmill, I have to admit. All right, but I'll do it. Short, 15 minutes, whatever. But one of my son-in-laws, I think the name of the thing is on YouTube, All Trails. And you can put a video of trails when you're walking. So mm-hmm. you can actually kind of make believe you're in there.
It's like a little mindfulness kind
but
of
where effort. I'm going with this is that people who maybe are isolated at home can go to, unfortunately, you probably need the technology part of it, you know, be able to go to a YouTube or whatever. And there are videos of beautiful places you can go where they literally walk you through them, mm-hmm. like you're there. And you know,
it's really great how that you said that, because a lot of places too, I know, because we're in this kind of virtual, you know, society where a lot of things. There are a lot of tours that were being done all over of different parks and, you know, national parks, whatever it might be, that you can do virtually online. And, you know, this goes into even Beck's talk about yoga, because apps, which my mom has, you know, like the Calm app, and she swears by it, you know, so it's even just listening to a certain sound that brings you some kind of comfort. You know, she actually, I was laughing the day I went upstairs, she had like the dryer on. And she's like, I just, ever since I was a little girl, that sound. And I said, come downstairs. I was like, this thing's always going, you know, like the amount of turnaround that I'm doing laundry constantly. But, you know, whether it's, you know, beach sounds or, you know, rain people mm-hmm. love. And they're so, I personally, like, you know, they have Matthew McConaughey or Harry Styles just talking to you with a great thing. I mean, that'll calm me any day. But it's these little things, you know, and that can really go into a mindfulness, almost meditative kind of state. You know, Beck, I know you were talking about the importance of breathing exercises. So if you could just give us a little thing, you know, about how to kind of techniques for that, because that
absolutely. And I have to say, Otto, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe North Hempstead Television's fitness program, since I'm kind of, you know, running it right now, maybe we can come up with some kind of virtual, you know, trail. Like we could maybe do it. And if somebody has a treadmill, or even if you're on your chair, you know, you can put your feet up and just watch. And maybe as we're walking through North Hempstead Beach Park, we can hold that and, you know, just show the terrain and the scenery. Absolutely. And
I think that's a good idea. I really do.
That would be a great idea. That's a great, you know, Otto, you just always have those nuggets in your
pocket.
Got
his finger on the pulse, you know?
Oh, it always does. But to get back to, of course, just doing some breathing work, you know, big part of yoga is connecting to your breath, going through your poses, or, you know, even just releasing tension. So we, in yoga, you know, we take a nice breath in, through the nose, we bring that breath in, into the lungs, down to the seat. And then on the exhale, that's the releasing breath. That's when the body softens. So you can come into a pose a little bit deeper. If we're doing a twist, you know, you could twist. You're not going to twist as you're inhaling. You're going to twist as you exhale. If you think of a balloon, and what happens when you fill up a balloon? You know, it implodes. What happens when you let the let the air out of a balloon, it becomes a lot more flexible. Part of it, though, is not just the movement, but it's releasing tension. So tension isn't anyone's fault. Tension sneaks into the body. I mean, you know, if you see like, you see someone like, you know, maybe about to fall and you tighten up, you know, that's there anyway. So it's, you have to kind of really be aware of it and be mindful of it. So right now you guys probably have some tension in your shoulders, maybe a little in the lower back. So if you get used to just taking a break every once in a while, you get a little tension, just take a, when you take that full breath in, think of something positive too. You want to bring in positiveness. You want to bring in something or someone that no matter what, they put a smile on your face, and that's what you're bringing into your body. So you take that nice full breath in, and on the exhale, we release and let go, let the body soften, and kind of imagine the tension that's in the lower back or the shoulders floating out on that breath.
Is it a mindfulness sort of in that category, mm-hmm. or is that different? Like it's good for taking a nap too. I can tell you that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's not just tension in the body. It's also tension up here. If you're thinking about everything that you have to do, I got to get this. I got to get home. As soon as I get home, I have to do that. You know what? Take a break. You can't control it. Take a breath in and allow those thoughts to go out. Just allow yourself to recognize, you know, be mindful. So mindfulness is a big term. It could be anything. you know, being mindful of yourself, mindful of, you know, we were talking a little bit about limits. You know, if you're in a yoga class and everyone's doing this, you know, complicated pose and reaching. And every time you reach to get a little bit further, your left hip hurts, but you want it. You know, just be mindful and come back. Know your limits and just listen to your body, because you don't want to injure yourself in yoga. I mean, you got to tell your friend, guess what? I got hurt today at yoga class. You know, no. You want to listen. You want to connect to your body. You know, like what do they say? No, in sports, it's no gain, no pain.
No pain, no gain.
So in yoga, no gain from pain.
Yeah.
You want to listen to your body, and it takes you, you know, like yoga is the practice. You're going to get further and further and further every time you practice. You're going to notice little things that you're getting that sink in, that you're more aware of. That can, once you connect to breath when you're doing yoga, you immediately, you know, find your poses a little bit deeper. You take your breath in, you know, it's like you power up with energy, and then you exhale to fold, to you know, allow yourself to come deeper into your forward fold or whatever pose you're doing.
No, but I think, you know, people a lot of times, you know, take for granted the concept of breathing, right? Because everyone's just walking around, you know, breathing.
Like everyone's just, you know, walking around breathing.
It's really, you know, especially recently, all these different podcasts and radio shows that I listen to, clearly, I mean, not as wonderful as ours, but the other ones I listen to, you know, a lot of people were talking about just how deep breathing exercises have really transformed their day-to-day things. You know, I even know some of my friends who have suffered severely with anxiety issues. I mean, just the fact that just a simple deep breathing exercise and really working on that and becoming connected to that can work them out of a panic attack.
Yeah. You know, taking that time for yourself.
Right.
When you feel that coming on, you say, I got to take care of myself now. So, all right, let me just get down, you know, ground yourself, take that breath in. Take that long exhale and just kind of let it go. You know, it's so important, you know, to do that. And, you know, it's very connected to anxiety, releasing the breath and all that. But I know that we have to take a quick break. We'll be back with Project Independence and you.